the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone.
This is the War Room, and we have stacks of news here. I've got stacks of news on deep state developments, lawsuit developments, Clinton email developments, and all of that. We've got job news, economy news. That's all good news. The NFL ratings are down. You've got perhaps the biggest data breach in the history of the NSA on our hands. I've got a stack of laughing at liberal news. But first, considering all of the confusion and all of the questions we have right now on the cyclone bomb and the weather hitting New England right now, I think we should go to the expert, Al Gore. What is going on?
Scientists reported with unprecedented alarm that the North Polar ice cap is, in their words, falling off a cliff. One study estimated that it could be completely gone during summer in less than 22 years.
Oh.
Another new study to be presented by U.S. Navy researchers later this week warns it could happen in as little as 7 years.
It's the Man Bear Pig.
Tonight, with much of the country in a deep freeze, the Great Lakes are battling a record-breaking bitter onslaught of snow.
Tonight, more than 200 million Americans dealing with an Arctic blast, winter weather alerts from the Rockies to New England, even into the deep south.
Well below zero for wind chills once again, and the pattern is such we might see some snow across the southeast.
This is just wild, Al.
In Lorain, New York, firefighters tunneling their way into this home.
Is that Al Gore's house?
Trapped inside. Snow.
I think Al Gore's in there.
Won't stop.
The co-founder of the Weather Channel now says man-made global warming is a myth, made up to push a political message.
This is an incredible bad, bad science.
All right, we need a mass of volunteers to Al Gore's house immediately. He has been snowed in. The doors are shut. The doors are shut. He's been snowed in. We're going to get you, Al. We're going to... What's this? Yeah, Al Gore is snowed in, folks. He's snowed in, and he's blaming global warming. We're going to get you out of there, Al. He's starting to lose his mind. Okay, we're going to get to the real news on the other side of this break. We've got a couple polls right now at the War Room Show on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, at War Room Show. Now, I want to cover the poll that we put out yesterday first. Go to the one from yesterday first, guys, because with all of the Bannon confusion and intrigue and everything that's going on, what I'm noticing, though, from at least our audience here is people aren't really kind of buying into the Bannon drama. And if this was an attempt to split Trump's base or fracture Trump's base, it's not working. Guys, let's make this full screen so that I can read it real quick. Because the reason I want to cover this is because, okay, so the poll was, what caused the Trump-Bannon feud? And Bannon in it for himself, Bannon quotes were fabricated, Bannon and Trump are trolling, or Bannon political influence failing. And the winner was Steve Bannon and Trump are trolling. That got 6,000 votes. So most of the people in that poll aren't even buying it at all. They think that there's some other ripple to this to be known in the future. So that was yesterday's poll. Now today's poll, what is today's most exciting story? Steve Bannon drama, Department of Justice reopening the Clinton email investigation, Paul Manafort sues Robert Mueller over the Russian probe entrapment, or the Dow Jones crossing 25,000 for the first time ever, hitting another record. And as of right now, just over 1,000 votes. The Department of Justice reopening the Clinton investigation is the most exciting news story to our audience. So what that tells me, whatever is behind all the Bannon drama, whatever is the true story behind all that, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that here today, Trump's base is not affected by this. The Liberty Movement is not affected by this. The Make America Again, Great Again movement is not being affected by this. Yes, we're intrigued. Yes, we're trying to figure out what went down here. But the base is not fractured, and even though some feathers may have been ruffled here, it's not going to fracture Trump's base, and it's not going to stop our political movement from happening in 2018. This is the War Room. We'll be right back with stacks of news on the other side.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Is the War Room.
Here we are. It's already Thursday, January 4th, 2018. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, and we have stacks and stacks and stacks of news. It does appear justice is inching closer to Hillary Clinton. All kinds of different angles and aspects of that we're going to cover today. Eventually, we're going to do a segment of laughing at liberals because I have a stack of news that we can use for laughing at liberals here. And you've got extreme weather hitting the United States right now. In fact, we might as well just get that out of the way right now at the top. By the way, though, if you go to @WarRoomShow on Twitter, we have a poll out. I ask you to follow us on Twitter @WarRoomShow. And that's where you can vote on our daily polls. We'll be launching these polls right before we go on air and then concluding them, well, when we finish, but also at the end of the poll, which will be the next day. What is today's most exciting news story? Steve Bannon drama, Department of Justice reopened Clinton email investigation, Paul Manafort sues Robert Mueller over the entrapment with the fake Russian probe, or the Dow Jones hits a record crossing 25,000 for the first time. So those are the options for today. We ask that you vote, and that's how you can kind of have a say in where our coverage goes. But just to get this out of the way, we were trolling Al Gore in the first segment. I'm never going to stop trolling Al Gore because, well, he's a complete moron and somehow was the vice president of America. But you've got the cyclone bomb, they're calling it, this winter storm that's hitting the Northeast right now. It's bringing record colds to many areas, record snowfall to many areas. National Weather Service is warning you could get up to 18 inches of snow in Boston. In other, well, sort of weather-related events, I guess just events like an earthquake, a volcano, Mount St. Helens, an active volcano, had four times as many earthquakes than usual last month. So is that a sign of things to come at Mount St. Helens? And then you also had a 4.4 earthquake hit the Hayward Fault Line in San Francisco yesterday. So we'll continue to maintain that. And that just gets that out of the way. But we had a caller call in yesterday asking, it's kind of strange. I mean, is all of this snow a real story? Is it really that big of a thing? Or has this become a story because the global warming narrative is such a failure? Is it crazy to us that there's about to be 18 inches of snow and a cyclone bomb winter storm about to hit the New England coast? Is that crazy to us because we were told global warming is real, because we were told the planet keeps heating up, because we were told we would never see anything like this again, because we were told the polar ice caps would melt? Or is this just weather? Is this just weather? This is normal. That part of America was always getting big snow. I mean, look at history. I mean, maybe certain patriots traveled across certain bodies of water that were iced over. I don't know. Maybe it happened sometime. So maybe that's normal. So maybe it's not really a story. But the real story is that global warming is a total hoax. That's the real story. That's why they twist the narrative and now say climate change, which is what we were saying when they were saying global warming. So Al Gore is currently snowed in to his multi-million dollar den, and he's blaming Man Bear Pig, so people are on their way to rescue him. Okay. Now let's hit this positive news, because Trump, the Russian agent, is going to crash the economy, they said. It's not working. The Dow Jones Industrials crossed 25,000 for the first time. So first you have all of these records set in the stock market. Okay, those have been noted. We just hit another record. It crosses 25,000. In the calendar year of 2017, you hit more records for the stock market than any other prior calendar year. So a record of records. Now, the rate of growth in the stock market right there is also a record. There have never been this, there's never been a short time span ever before where the Dow or these other industrials have gone up at such a high rate. So you have a record number of records. You have the rate that the stock market is going up at a record. And then you just have record closing numbers seemingly almost every time it closes. So, and it was Hillary Clinton herself that said, we cannot have Trump in charge of the economy. He would surely destroy it. All the fake news echoed that Democrat talking point. But should we really be that shocked that this is what's happening when President Trump gets 1 year in office? Should we really be shocked that Barack Obama, a community organizer, a nothing, a nitwit, a fraud, a fop, President Hussein Hezbollah, should we really be that surprised that President Hussein Hezbollah didn't get 0.25% GDP growth, a community organizer, a fake liberal from Chicago? Should we really be surprised that he could never do anything good for the economy? And then when a businessman, a successful businessman, a self-made billionaire, should we really be that surprised when he gets in office and actually gets the economy going again? Should we really be that surprised that a failure, President Hezbollah, failed the economy, and that a success, a winner, President Trump, gets the economy going again? Should we really be that surprised? Well, I guess he knows what he's doing. Barack Obama thought it was a magic wand. Trump realized, no, it's about legislation, cutting these regulations, cutting all this red tape, cutting all the acts against our energy sector. That's what it is. Cutting taxes. Trump gets it. U.S. private sector adds 250,000 jobs in December versus the 190,000 estimated. I think if there's only been like 2 months, and I'm going off the top of my head here, I think there's only been 2 months where the private sector jobs added did not reach the estimate. And one of those times, I think it was either November or October, it was because they set the estimate so high because jobs kept getting created at such a high rate. They set it too high. They couldn't possibly reach it. It was still huge jobs growth. So another month of positive jobs growth, and another month of the fake news being completely wrong about Trump crashing the economy. Job cut announcements in 2017 see lowest levels since 1990, coming from a latest report. Yeah, I mean, I could go on and on with these all day. Think about all the records. You've got unemployment down. And we can sit here and do the tactic, and we only do this because this is what the racist liberals do, where you say black unemployment is reaching record lows, Hispanic unemployment is reaching record lows. So that's just kind of how we fight back against them trying to race bait and play identity politics all day long, because they fail at that too. But it's about all of America benefiting. It's about all of America getting a new job. It's about all of America getting a raise. It's about all of America getting a tax cut. Food stamps under Obama reached record highs. Now they're going at a different trajectory, and we have some areas where we're seeing welfare reaching record lows now. So yes, that's what we need. We can't have a population dependent on the government. This is supposed to be an independent nation. People came here to be independent from any authority, independent from some government telling them how to run their lives. That's the point of America. Get it? I think people are starting to get it now. And what's going to happen when they start seeing their paychecks with a little more money in them because they're not getting taxed as much? People are going to start to look at Trump a little bit differently. And they might still hold on to some of that hatred that they've been harboring. But when they get to the poll and they think, man, I really liked making more money this year, Trump is going to win in a landslide in 2020, folks. It's not even going to be close.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We'll be right back.
you take a knee, and then you take a nosedive in the ratings. NFL TV viewership takes heavy hit again in 2018, and this is a larger hit than they've taken in any of the previous years where they were taking marginal hits. Now they take a very large hit to their ratings, and that's the bread and butter. That's why teams were moving to Los Angeles. It's all about TV ratings. If the TV ratings are going down, that's going to be a major issue. That's what you get for taking a knee during the national anthem. Not a good public image. Oh, but if you wear cleats that mimic Christmas Santa Claus hats, then you get fined. Okay, that's where the NFL stands on that. How about this headline here? Chinese President Xi Jinping orders army to prepare for war in chilling footage. Huh. Now, I've always said this. North Korea is not the real threat. China is. North Korea is basically a junkyard dog for China. And Trump, I believe, is aware of this. And that's why he calls China out for sending oil into North Korea. But now the U.S. military is doing jungle training. Obviously, you've seen what's been reported about what's going on in North Korea, where they launch. I shouldn't be laughing. It's just, I mean, it's kind of indicative of the state they're in, where they launch a missile and hit themselves. I mean, think about that. Nobody wants World War III. At least nobody here. No, I don't think any general population wants World War III. But you know somebody does. And Xi Jinping is now ordering his army to prepare for war. All right, we're going to be joined by John Rappaport coming up in the next segment. Tyler Nixon will also be joining us in the third hour. I've got a stack of news here, but we're going to knock this out in a full self-contained segment. So we'll probably do that. This stack of news is so important that I need to focus really hard and make sure that I'm in the full zone when I get to the stack of news, because the developments right now that are inching closer and closer to Hillary Clinton are huge. The developments right now exposing the fake Russian investigation and Robert Mueller's team is getting closer and closer. And there's just multiple angles here. And then you ask, what is Jeff Sessions doing? Well, he's trying to put out a joint still. He's trying to figure out what to do about marijuana, a minor, minor issue, at least in my opinion. But let's play a clip here. Because this is what we told you was going to be coming. Guys, let's prepare clip 6 here. So, slowly but surely, they are trying to create this narrative that Trump is unfit for office. You've been seeing it everywhere, whether it be a tweet, whether it be a statement he makes, you know, whether it be him photobombing his son, Barron Trump, over Christmas, whatever it is, they think he's nuts, because that's them actually projecting their mental shortcomings onto President Trump. But regardless, you're starting to see this more and more. And so now they're even bringing this up to Sarah Huckabee Sanders during the press briefings. Here is an NBC reporter asking the press secretary Sanders if President Trump is mentally ill.
A couple questions. I'll try to make these simple. First, did the president...
You don't think I can handle the hard ones?
Did the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., commit treason?
I think that is a ridiculous accusation, and one that I'm pretty sure we've addressed many times from here before.
Finally,
John Decker?
If I can ask you after the tweet about nuclear...
You know what, just pause it real quick. Pause it here, because this whole thing, it's like we miss like the most blatant double standard, because it's so big, it's like you don't even point it out. But how is it that we're sitting here and we've got people talking about Donald Trump Jr. committing treason? Let me just point out a couple basic facts about this. One, Donald Trump has never served public office. Donald Trump Jr. was never elected to any office. He's never ran for any office. He's never ran any, you know, political campaign to try to get elected. He's never been in any public sector, state-run job. So how is it we're all, well, not, but all these people are saying, treason, treason, Trump Jr., treason. Look at what the people that actually worked in our government were doing. I mean, it's like, it's so crazy. You just ignore it. It's so crazy. It's like, oh, Don Jr., treason. And you're just like, right, okay. You do realize what Barack Obama was doing with Operation Fast and Furious, covering up for Hezbollah, sending cash over to Iran. Nothing treasonous there, though. What about Hillary Clinton? You know, he came, he saw, he died. Uranium One deal. List goes on and on. No treason there, though. But Don Jr. has a meeting with a lawyer while he's not even serving any public office. That's treason, though. It just, these racist liberals really show their true colors as complete partisan hacks when they ignore these double standards. All right, so now let's go back to this reporter about to ask Sarah Sanders if Trump is mentally ill.
Be concerned about the president's mental fitness, that he appears to be speaking so lightly about threats regarding the nuclear button.
I think the president and the people of this country should be concerned about the mental fitness of the leader of North Korea. He's made repeated threats. He's tested missiles time and time again for years. And this is a president who's not going to cower
down. North Korea hit themselves with the missile. Stop the tape. North Korea hit themselves with the missile. Do you understand that? North Korea hit themselves with a missile. Donald Trump is not the one that's mentally ill in this exchange. All right, let's finish this clip.
And now his former ally, Steve Bannon. By attacking critics and key institutions in our democracy, isn't the president engaging in authoritarian behavior?
Not at all. The president's simply responding often to news of the day. I think if the president can't respond aggressively to an individual like the leader of North Korea that continues to threaten Americans, then that's a dangerous place that we don't want to go down.
Authoritarian behavior. So Trump gets into a Twitter spat with Kim Jong-un, and then you compare those two, and American liberal media is reporting that Trump is the one that's mentally unstable and that Trump is the authoritarian. Can you even write that? You could write that into a script and pitch that as a movie idea, and people would think you're nuts. Because it makes so little sense. But that's what you get from liberal media in America between Trump and Kim Jong-un. Trump's the one mentally ill and Trump's the authoritarian when being compared to Kim Jong-un. All right, John Rappaport is going to join us on the other side. He's got news on some vaccines that he wants to report on. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. John Rappaport, no more fake news on the War Room right after this break.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder.
fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
And I am now joined by John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. In fact, we're going to be discussing some of the topics he's been covering there. First, John, I want to get into your story from just before New Year's. Contaminated chemo drugs, the FDA, and chemical warfare against the public. Now, I've always felt that chemotherapy was not the answer for curing cancer. In fact, many studies show that it makes it worse, but in this story, you highlight a complete another layer of this where not only could it be that these chemo drugs aren't working, but after the FDA already realizes they're toxic, they're still sending chemo drugs into the market that the FDA already knew is toxic.
Exactly. The company's called Fresenius. It's a big pharma company, healthcare in Europe. They have manufacturing facilities around the world, and they manufacture components of chemo drugs. So this is twice now that the FDA has discovered that the company has been lying and defrauding and endangering the public, because the company does tests on their assembly lines to see that the drugs, aka chemo poisons, are pure poison, right?
Yeah, we got to at least give you the clean line. Poison. You know, we don't want exactly. The poison to be toxic. Yeah.
Exactly. And so they have stopped these tests over 400 times because obviously they were afraid that the results of the tests would show that the chemo drugs have been contaminated with other poisonous elements, not on purpose. So the FDA went after this company a few years ago and said, you can't do this, boys. And then they went away and the company kept doing this. And now the FDA has gone back to them again with a more, quote, severe warning letter. But none of this has stopped Fresenius from shipping their chemo components to other manufacturers who make chemo drugs. And these chemo drugs, which could very well be contaminated, are still coming into the U.S., still coming into other countries, and nothing is being done to stop it. So this is an incredible scandal that's being reported, you know, sort of lightly here and there by the press, and certainly is not targeting the FDA as it should, because the FDA is committing a major, major crime against the public by not shutting down this company and by not shutting down their ability to export these chemo drug components into the United States. The FDA is essentially saying, well, we don't like what you're doing. We warn you that if you keep doing this again, we're going to stop allowing you to export the drugs. But in the meantime, while you fix the situation, and we recommend you get an outside consultant to help you, you can still ship the poison chemo drugs with the added contaminated poisons wherever you want to.
And this isn't the first time that the FDA has been found to do something like this. You've had actually many stories where a drug will be found contaminated and it still gets put out for sale. It still makes the shelves and nothing is done about it. You know, I don't see how there's not an open investigation into the FDA and the influence peddled over the FDA by the likes of Monsanto, as you mentioned, this Fresenius company, and any other big pharma company that wages their financial power over the FDA. I mean, this is unacceptable. The American people should be up in arms about this.
Absolutely. In the same article that you just highlighted that I wrote, I gave some quotes from an interview that a reporter named Martha Rosenberg did with an employee of the FDA several years ago. His name was Ronald Kavanaugh, okay? And his job was actually to review new drug applications that pharmaceutical companies make to the FDA. And he said basically that when he decided that he wanted to be honest about his evaluations of these drugs and say no to dangerous drugs or drugs that were ineffective, he was threatened and his family was threatened. He thought that he could be possibly sent to prison or worse if he kept standing up to his bosses at the FDA. So what we're looking at there is a complete mafia operation, a rogue FDA agency that's been out of control for decades and decades and decades. In fact, when I ran for a seat in the U.S. Congress in 1994, one of the major items on my platform was the FDA is a rogue criminal agency. The whole thing needs to be disbanded and start all over again. Get
and that
rid
was
of
94. Imagine 94. What it's ballooned into now.
Exactly. It's if it was out of control then, it's completely out of control now. And we're talking about the phrase the press likes to use is holdovers from one administration to another. But this doesn't tell the story. These bureaucrats at the FDA who have private deals and are colluding with pharmaceutical companies, they are permanent. They stay there. They don't go anywhere from administration to administration. It's their career forever. And so it's a mafia operation. It really always has been. And you're absolutely right. I mean, people should be out in the streets. This whole operation needs to be completely curtailed, disbanded, thrown out. Criminal prosecutions have to result. People go to prison for very long terms. And then maybe you can start over with something that's really sensible.
Well, I heard a tape of Donald Trump that was secretly recorded talking about, you know, touching women. I don't have time to protest the mass poisoning of an entire society. I don't have time for that protest. That's no good. But, you know, it's amazing to me, as we sadly joke about this, you have Jeff Sessions, who is obsessing right now, trying to, I guess, stop marijuana from getting legalized or decriminalized or whatever it is. That seems to be his obsession. I mean, it seems like all the time that's all he's talking about or doing. Look at the numbers. How many people die a year from marijuana? A handful, maybe, and it's probably from, you know, poisoned marijuana, which gets into the hands of an end user because it is illegal and on the black market, versus how many people die a year from big pharmaceutical drugs. I forgot when we crossed the threshold, John, you probably remember this, but just a few years ago, the CDC's own numbers released, they crossed a threshold, more people dying from opiates and serotonin reuptake inhibitors than heroin, cocaine, and some other hardliner drug, I think maybe meth or something. All three of them combined, more people are dying from big pharmaceutical pills.
Yeah, the study that I always cite is July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association. And that's a conservative estimate. A conservative estimate by Dr. Barbara Starfield, Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. I've interviewed her. 106,000 people a year in the United States die from FDA-approved pharmaceuticals properly prescribed. That would be 1 million people per decade. 1 million per decade. And I asked Dr. Starfield, has the federal government ever approached you to help them deal with this? No. Has the federal government ever mounted a program to remedy this ongoing tragedy? No, was her answer. This goes on and on and on. And every government official who's aware of this, and many are, believe me, are complicit in the crime, the ongoing crime about...
And I think that's because Big Pharma has become part of the embedded deep state.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the... Don't tread on me, but said it says won't tread on me. And it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake. And then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
InfoWars.com/show.
You know, the flu vaccine is a really interesting story because this is one of the vaccines that the establishment tries to push on us every season. They do advertising campaigns all over the major sports leagues, all over schools. It's everywhere. Get your flu shot. But the strange thing about it is that they admit that it's not effective. They admit that by the time they get the vaccine out there, the flu virus has already changed and evolved into something that they aren't prepared for. Yet they still push it knowing it's ineffective. And so here we are, John. Another year goes by, another season where they talk about the flu virus, they talk about the flu vaccine, they push the flu vaccine, and then everyone that gets the flu vaccine ends up getting the flu. Well, when will the flu vaccine myth be finished? I mean, this is truly a myth.
Yeah. One of the big parts of the myth was exposed in the British Medical Journal a few years ago. In fact, I'm just about to post a piece on this now because we're being told, oh, the flu is spreading to 37 states, et cetera, in America. Every year, hundreds of thousands of blood samples, or rather respiratory samples, from so-called flu patients are sent to labs for analysis, and the overwhelming percentage come back with no sign of flu whatsoever. This is boggling to people, but it was exposed by Peter Doshi in a British Medical Journal online. And what it means is that your typical flu symptoms like fatigue and fever, chills, etc., cough, these symptoms can be caused by a whole variety of different things. And doctors generally say, well, this is the flu, this is the flu, this is the flu. The CDC adds up all kinds of numbers and claims that they know that there are so many cases of the flu. But this is a complete lie. Because, again, overwhelmingly, when you send samples to labs, they come back with no sign of any flu virus whatsoever. And yet these people are all being diagnosed with the flu. So if you think that the flu vaccine can actually work, even if you believe, you know, in the vaccine and you believe in vaccine theory, it can't possibly work in the overwhelming number of cases because the people don't have the flu to begin with. So unless pigs can fly, this is not going to work. But yet, as you say, every year there's this massive push and there are people who say, well, I don't want to get the flu vaccine. Okay, well, you can't work here then. It's completely insane. And again, people should just simply rise up and say, you don't know what you're talking about. You're an idiot. You believe the talking heads on mainstream news. This is not the actual flu situation. The vaccine could not possibly work.
But what is this weird Stockholm syndrome where I feel like in the past they kind of used a fear technique to get you to get the flu vaccine? You know, you highlighted in your The Great Virus Hoax in Modern Medicine story how they've used this before, fear campaigns, like they did with the swine flu in 2009, they did with the SARS outbreak in 2003. So it used to be like a fear campaign that they would try to run to sell these things, but now they've retreated, and I guess because they've already embedded the fear into the culture, now there's this weird angle that they come out before the vaccine and they tell you, it's not effective. We have the studies. It's not effective. In fact, the flu vaccine basically that we made was for last year's flu. So this year's flu, it's completely ineffective. So it's like they've admitted, it's like, yeah, it doesn't work. We're basically giving you a poison, but we've already instilled this fear from these fear campaigns in the past. So just go ahead and get your flu vaccine anyway.
Yeah, it's completely insane. So they're banking on the fact that people now are so dumb that they can't see a contradiction when it's shoved right in front of their faces. Yeah, it's ineffective, it doesn't work, but you have to take it, it's very important. And they're testing that theory out, you know. Can we bamboozle? It's working for a lot of people. Can we bamboozle the people once again by admitting that there's nothing to this story and then just shoving it down their throats anyway? But I have to tell you that people are waking up all over the world at the same time to the dangers of vaccines and the fact that natural health and building up your immune system is really the way to health. And no matter what governments do to try to cut off people's access to natural health and all that that means, they have been failing gargantuanly, and you can see, even analyzing the economic figures in terms of what people spend on natural health, that this is growing by leaps and bounds because people just don't believe what they're being told anymore by governments and public health agencies.
Well, I'm trying to figure this out where we go from here. I haven't seen this story yet, John. Maybe you can enlighten me on this. Has anyone released a study or a survey of the actual numbers of flu vaccine sales? Are they going up? Are they going down? Are they remaining neutral? We know that most of the people that make and manufacture these vaccines already have a deal and a contract where they're going to make X number of vaccines anyway and get paid. That's how Big Pharma works. That's how they get their money. But what about the actual sales? What about the people pushing them? What about the actual consumer? Are numbers up? Are they down? Have you seen any reports indicating that?
I've seen no studies because you're putting your finger on something very important here. No studies that are detailing the number of people basically who are taking the vaccine, because that's what you want to know. Is that number going up or is it going down? And because I see no significant stories about that, I have to assume that it's not going up, that it's probably going down, and they would not like people to understand that. Because that would indicate, okay, loss of faith. I mean, people have to understand, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, they hold conferences where they discuss how are we going to push these vaccines? What are we going to do? These are marketing and PR conferences. And they, you know, talk about, okay, we have to instill fear. We have to exaggerate the fear. This is on the record. I mean, I'm not just making this up. We have to exaggerate the fear. We have to talk about death, potential death.
And let's keep in mind when you talk about big pharmaceutical companies, they send a lot of advertising dollars through these mainstream television networks. So you've got another situation where they know, hey, we're funding you and we need you to kick us back a little fear campaign. Talk about, give a little fear mongering on the air. That'll give us a little kickback.
You bet. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made a tremendous quote from, he had a discussion with Roger Ailes, who was the head of Fox News at the time. And Kennedy said, why is it that I can't get on the air to discuss my book, which is about toxic mercury and vaccines? I mean, I can't even talk about it. I can't mention it. Nobody will have me on. And Ailes said, listen, 70% of our advertising comes, as far as the news goes, from pharmaceuticals. And if anybody on my news channel had a person like you on, and these were friends, these two guys were friends, I would fire them the next day because that's where our money comes from. So the pharmaceutical companies basically control mainstream news. And if you don't think so, just watch a little television and see how many drug ads are now spread out across the spectrum. They're everywhere.
And all you got to do is listen to the silence about these breaking stories about how they admit the flu vaccine is unsafe. You know, old vaccines like Gardasil and the dangers of that. Look at how they never cover that. That's totally based on the synergy they have with Big Pharma. John Rapoport, thank you so much for joining us. You can find all his work at nomorefakenews.com. There goes John Rapoport. Now, for us, you know that we are now live 10 hours a day, Real News with David Knight, the Alex Jones Show. He's on almost 4 hours every day now. And then the War Room from 3 to 6 with myself and Roger Stone. It's all possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So I urge you, get to InfoWarsStore.com before the New Year's extended sales are up. That includes half off. That's 50% off some of our top sellers like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. How about Super Blue Toothpaste? That is one of the most popular products. That's half off right now. Vitamin B12 Secret 12, 50% off. And free shipping store-wide. Free shipping and 50% off all InfoWars Life Select storable food products. You're hearing the stories about earthquakes and volcanoes. Might be a good time with free shipping and 50% off InfoWars Life Select storable food to go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of that special. We will be right back with more of the War Room.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick
Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. My co-host, Roger Stone, was breaking it down on the Alex Jones Show all day today, multiple times, with what's breaking in the Bannon-Trump feud. Now on Drudge, you have it red-linked, Bannon out at Breitbart, question mark. Here's the story from the Wall Street Journal. Breitbart owners debate ousting Bannon amid Trump feud. You know, I'll say that, one, how much influence did Bannon really have on Breitbart these days? Two, this is clearly just a response to the recent feud with Trump and Bannon. So does Breitbart really think less of Bannon, or is this just in response to what's been reported? But I'll just say this. I went back last night because this has been very confusing to me and it didn't make any sense at all. I actually, if you listened yesterday, I thought that this was over a foreign policy debate that Bannon was struggling with Kushner and some of the other White House staff. And then I thought, okay, maybe it's more of just Bannon as a purist, doesn't want to work with the likes of a Mitch McConnell and a Paul Ryan. I think we can all understand that. So because of that, he had to be ousted. And then they continued to butt heads because he could never let that go. So last night I went and I tried to do some more research into this to try to figure out if I could get any sort of clue or deeper understanding of what Bannon is thinking or what Trump is thinking. And what I realized is that it's actually more confusing than it seems. I went back and listened to a series of interviews that Bannon had been doing for the last few months. He was doing a lot considering Roy Moore was running. Not in one interview, and I listened to dozens, mostly talk radio interviews, a few times he would do, you know, public speaking events. Not one time, not in one interview in recent months did I find Steve Bannon say anything negative whatsoever about President Trump or anything negative whatsoever about the Trump campaign. Now, he pointed out certain differences that he had in policy and stuff, but it was always cordial and he always had positive things to say about Trump. And I'm listening to this and I'm just thinking, where is this coming from? Because you have to remember something else. The alleged quote from Steve Bannon in the book Fire and Fury was actually taken not yesterday, not even this last weekend. He got that quote a while ago. That's an old quote. So when did Bannon actually say that and why? Because it doesn't jive with everything else he's been saying about President Trump in the last couple months.
Hey, Owen, this is another thing. I don't know if this will just confuse things more, but it's just another aspect to it. It says here on the Wall Street Journal article that basically he's being forced out by Robert Mercer and his daughter, Rebecca. Well, yesterday I was reading an article saying that Peter Thiel is looking to launch a new conservative TV channel to compete with Fox News. And he was originally talking about it with Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes died. Now he's talking about it with the Mercer family. So obviously there's some sort of shift going on where the Mercer family is sort of moving away from Bannon and apparently towards Peter Thiel. So I don't know if that illuminates or just confuses things, but it's just sort of another aspect to this.
Well, it does kind of provide a little light, I think, on just the influence that the Mercers had over Bannon and how much control and influence they had over that situation. But I mean, I don't know, because I just don't feel like Bannon, it just doesn't make sense why he would turn on Trump. I'm still not figuring what, you know, it's just very confusing to me. And then what also makes it interesting, you saw President Trump respond in a press gaggle today, basically saying, oh, we don't talk that often, and oh, look at how quickly he changed his tune. But just a month ago, Bannon was saying they were talking regularly. So is he just making that up? Maybe Bannon did genuinely just lose his mind? It's a very interesting situation, but the latest breaking news is Breitbart owners debate ousting Bannon from Breitbart amid Trump feud.
The elusive Matt Drudge has hinted there may be a shakeup at Breitbart News. He tweeted a photo of Andrew Breitbart with the accompanying text. The terrific Larry Solove and Susie Breitbart will take Breitbart into the fresh future. Has it really been 10 years since Andrew told me on Santa Monica Pier he was going to do it? His first hire, Alex Marlowe, became one of the best news editors in the world. The Washington Times reports that Solove was Andrew Breitbart's longtime friend and business partner, who became the president and CEO of Breitbart News after Andrew's sudden and tragic death in 2012. Although he was brought on initially to serve in a more advisory function, Bannon's influence has steered the site in recent years. After the president's verbal dressing down of his former staffer, it seems unlikely Steve Bannon will stay at the helm of Breitbart. Drudge's tweet suggests a decision has all but been made to oust Bannon, and those who helped create Breitbart are taking back the reins. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
We are into the second hour of the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. I just want to give you a blueprint for what to expect the rest of today's broadcast. I'm going to give out the phone number now for you to call in, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And specifically, what are you thinking about the Bannon-Trump feud right now? Now, we had a poll yesterday, and our audience believes that this is Bannon and Trump trolling everybody. That was yesterday's poll. Today's poll on the War Room Show Twitter account, at War Room Show. What is today's most exciting story? I think we've got about 2,500 votes right now, and running away with it is actually the Department of Justice reopening the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Behind that is the Dow Jones crossing 25,000. Then Steve Bannon drama, then Paul Manafort suing Robert Mueller. And we're going to cover all of that, but the breaking news right now, it's red-linked on Drudge. We were just talking about it in the last segment. Breitbart owners debate ousting Bannon amid Trump feud. So is that just inevitable at this point? And is it relevant in the sense that is this more of a ceremonial thing? Or would Breitbart actually see a facelift if they ousted whatever influence Bannon has left over Breitbart? Because I'm not sure how much influence Breitbart still has from Bannon. I'm really not sure. Bannon seems to be busier with doing whatever he's trying to do politically. So is this a ceremonious thing, or will this actually be a facelift for Breitbart or them trying to save face with all the negative press going on right now surrounding Steve Bannon? So if you want to call in and discuss that, you can be more than welcome to. You want to discuss Manafort's lawsuit, which I really want to talk. We're actually going to be joined by Tyler Nixon in the third hour. That's going to be at 5:30 Central. And when Tyler gets on with me, that's when we are really going to delve into this lawsuit. I want to get his legal expertise on this. If you want to call in about justice inching closer to Hillary Clinton, you know, just like Hillary Clinton collapsing on 9/11, do you realize that yesterday, Seth Rich's birthday, Hillary Clinton's house caught on fire? So it's those little things that just remind you that God is present. So if you want to talk about that. Now, what's going to happen is maybe I'll take a phone call or two in this segment. But in the next segment, I'm going to focus all of my attention and all of my energy on this stack of news, which is all about justice inching closer to the Clintons. And, well, what is kind of lurking behind all of that that just seems to be a screw loose. So I'm going to really focus on that in the next segment and just hammer all these details, condense that into one segment, and then get into more of your calls after that. We are actually aggregating your calls right now. But real quick, just while we're on the Bannon deal, Trump legal team blasts explosive Michael Wolff book in case and deceased, excuse me, cease and desist letter. And then every time Sarah Huckabee Sanders has addressed this during press conferences, she says that the Michael Wolff book is basically fiction and tabloid trash. So again, though, if that's the case, if we're sitting here slamming the author of the book in which we're taking these quotes that we're vilifying Bannon, well, how does that make any sense? If we're saying the author of the book is a fraud and a liar that fabricates quotes, then why are we putting so much investment into the Bannon quote that came from the book? Which he's not denying. He said Bannon has never denied these statements. In fact, if anything, Breitbart kind of confirmed that they were true by putting the story out there. But then on the back end, you have Trump's legal team trying to stop the book from being published. So what is that? That's another little interesting ripple that just makes this even more confusing. But then the Mott's ball hanging over the entire thing is that apparently Michael Wolff taped all the interviews, and he has hours and hours of taped interviews, which is where he got the quotes from the book, which actually made me think about something. You want to talk about fake news, and you get all these quotes and you get all these stories from the fake news, and you wonder, did anyone actually say that? Was that actually how it was said? And I remembered something. When I was writing for my university's paper back in college, I recorded everything. Anytime I was interviewing anyone for any story, and I covered all kinds of stories, you always recorded it. You always recorded it for the record, and you always recorded it for your own safety. I mean, this is basic journalism, so that you don't put out a quote wrong. And then they have this story, and it's like, he's actually got all the tapes. And I was kind of scratching my head like, you know, that's actually normal. If you're a journalist that's worth a salt, that actually wants to put out accurate information and get quotes right, you always record these interviews. That's like basic journalism. So it's kind of strange. It's like, is that how far we've come with supposedly the biggest journalist in the world, where recording a conversation with an interviewed guest is actually like a news story because you don't do it? I thought that that was supposed to be commonplace. All right, so next segment, I'm going to delve into this important stack of news, breaking down justice getting closer to Hillary Clinton. And then after that, we'll get into more of your phone calls with the Bannon stuff, what you think is going on there, what's the biggest story of today. Our audience is voting the Department of Justice reopening the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Yesterday, the Clinton House catches on fire on Seth Rich's 28th birthday. For now, though, let's go to the phone calls, and we start off with John in Wisconsin. Wants to talk Bannon. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, Bannon is a loose cannon. He's the one that's got the ego problem, not the president. Because, you know, he weasled his way into the president's running for president, and now he's turned his back on him because he got fired by somebody else.
You know, well, I don't believe Bannon wants to run for president. I've heard nothing from Bannon ever. If anything, he's said the exact opposite. Every time he's asked about a career in politics, he says explicitive no. So I don't really know where that whole thing originated. It's all part of this effort to fracture Trump's base, which, even though this is a big story, Trump's base is not fractured. I mean, this is not going to stop the Make America Great Again movement, no matter what.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree. And not only that, if Wolf has been known to be not totally upfront with his reporting and stuff, you know that those tapes that he's got have already been, let's say, edited. you know, to go along with what's in the book.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to pull something like that off because, I mean, you can tell, I mean, if he's going to release some damning tape about some interview, whoever it is he interviewed is going to say, no, that's not how it went. I mean, that's a pretty basic thing. That's a lot different than the Billy Bush Trump tapes that I believe are edited, where it was a secret recording the whole time. Trump didn't know he was being recorded, and the whole thing was you know, basically a spy operation anyway. That's not how this thing would go down. This is him recording people consciously in the White House, although maybe he has some secret tapes. Maybe he has some secret tapes. I don't know.
Just, you know, seeing as though Hillary may, you know, finally end up in jail, I think we ought to send out a message to everybody, especially the Democrats, that we should rename the Democratic Party as the Global Socialist Party.
Well, I think that we should just, you know, let them stick with the D behind their name and just, it's the Destroy America Party. I mean, that's why they put the D. It's Destroy America, Destroy Inner Cities, Destroy the Education System, Destroy the Culture, Destroy the Border, Destroy the History. So I think it's just the Destroy Party. Just destroy everything. That's the Democrats now. Destroy. All right, when we get back, we're going to look into the stack of news. Justice inching closer to Hillary Clinton.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones and Thump, The Art of InfoWars for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It was reported here at InfoWars in 2016, probably even in 2015, that Hillary Clinton was very unhealthy, and not just from injuries or diseases or sicknesses or whatever she's had in the past, but she was currently still suffering from fainting spells and collapsing and seizures. And so we reported that, and liberal fake news outlets said that it was inaccurate and wrong. Then in an act of righteousness from God, Hillary Clinton fell over on September 11th, 2016, and had to be tossed into what is assumed a medical emergency van and hauled away like a sack of meat. Then yesterday, yes, there's the video right there. Hillary Clinton clearly unconscious, probably already fainted, can't even hold herself up, gets grabbed and thrown into a van and stuffed in there like a sack of potatoes. Then yesterday, on what would have been Seth Rich's 28th birthday, Bill and Hillary's Chappaqua, New York home catches fire. Okay. What does that mean? Who really knows? But does it have something to do with this stack of news that I am about to go into? Let's start with Luke Rosiak from the Daily Caller, who's been following this as part of his coverage over there at the Daily Caller, the Awan case. He tweeted this out this morning. Awan Brothers court date rescheduled at last minute for the third time until March 8th. That will be 5 months of delays for the purpose of arguing behind the scenes whether Debbie Wasserman Schultz's laptop taken by Awan can be admitted as evidence. Yes, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who colluded with Hillary Clinton to rig the Democrat primary against Bernie Sanders, has been caught red-handed. She's threatened law enforcement authorities. She has smashed servers and tried to hide evidence. And now that is what they are trying to do, argue their case to keep evidence, withhold evidence in the case against the Awans, because you know why. It will indict Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton for what they did to Bernie Sanders and his voters in the 2016 Democrat primaries. But you shouldn't even say Bernie Sanders because he was in with it the whole time. So you've got pressure ramping up in the Awan case, the Pakistanian IT help that all the Democrats hired and paid millions of dollars that they were then sending back to Pakistan. Awan tried to go back to Pakistan, got arrested at the airport. That case gets closer and closer. Here's another one. House Intel Committee to get long-sought documents from DOJ on Fusion GPS, Devin Nunes says. So those records, same Democrats, it's always the Democrats trying to withhold evidence, who didn't want the documents from Fusion GPS to be reviewed, who didn't want the witnesses in the Fusion GPS case to be reviewed. Well, now those documents and those witnesses are going to be reviewed. So, you've got the Awan case approaching. You've got Fusion GPS now finally getting investigated. Chuck Grassley says James Comey appears to have leaked classified memo to friend. This is not even an appears to situation. If you recall, during the Comey hearings, he admitted it. He said himself he leaked the story to a professor friend of his for his own safety. Then when you go back and you try to break the story down on a linear timescale, you realize that something doesn't add up. Could it be that James Comey was lying about the time he leaked it? But now pressure is stepping up on James Comey because of the memo that he appeared to leak, because of the perjury that he appeared to commit, because of the collusion that he appeared to be involved in with Hillary Clinton. That's right, the FBI colluding with a presidential candidate. We have it on record. So now justice inches closer to James Comey. Oh, that old email scandal. The Justice Department is looking into Hillary Clinton's emails again. That's right. Signs are now that the Justice Department is going to reopen the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Another example of the Democrats withholding evidence. All those deleted emails from Hillary Clinton, all the lies from Huma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, and Hillary Clinton that didn't add up. Somehow, the classified emails ended up on their servers, and also somehow, none of them knew. It's funny how that works. So again, justice inching closer to Hillary Clinton for her crimes. On a different angle, Trump dissolves voter fraud commission after states balk at data requests. Guess, just go ahead and guess what one of those states happened to be when Trump's voter fraud commission requested data. Guess which state refused to turn it over? Alabama. Imagine my shock after the clear voter fraud that happened in Alabama in the special election. They wouldn't turn over the data to the Voter Fraud Commission. Well, why wouldn't you turn over the data to the Voter Fraud Commission if you cared about stopping voter fraud? Oh, that's just it. They don't. They embrace it. So now DHS is going to be looking into voter fraud. So another inch closer to finding out about how they've been cheating us out of our votes for years. And then you've got this, which we are going to talk to with Tyler Nixon in the third hour. Paul Manafort is suing the United States Department of Justice, Rod Rosenstein, and Robert Mueller. Complaint for declaratory and injunctive relief. And we're going to get more into the nuts and bolts of this lawsuit with Tyler Nixon in the third hour. But so the fake Russian collusion probe started by the fake Russian dossier created in coordination with Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, justice inching closer to them with an investigation. Now you've got a lawsuit from Paul Manafort against this fake investigation and this fake Russian collusion narrative that eventually led to entrapping Paul Manafort, which is causing him millions of dollars in legal fees. And it's not just Manafort. There might be other lawsuits that follow. Maybe a Mike Flynn, I don't know, just saying. So here's another example of justice inching closer to the deep state and the FBI and the Obama DOJ and Hillary Clinton. But after that stack of news that I just read for you, after all of this, where we need a Justice Department with their hands involved, thinking and acting, what is Jeff Sessions doing? Cracking down on marijuana. Jeff Sessions, get your head out of the bong and do something about these wanton criminals that we are about to throw in jail, please.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, I'm about to go back out to your phone calls. Just want to address two things real quick before I do. One, I'd like to thank the scumbags over there at Media Matters, like David Brock, that likes to give himself a little kickback through his super PACs. Thank you, Media Matters, because they're promoting our book. We've got a new book, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's President Thump, the first 100 days, limited edition. There it is right there, a children's book. And so Media Matters published a story promoting it. So thank you guys so much. And thank you in your story for reminding people to buy a copy of the book at InfoWarsStore.com and then donate it to a local library. Thank you so much. Oh, and they tweeted about it too. Wow. Thank you so much, Media Matters, for promoting our new book, President Thump and the First 100 Days. Wow, you guys really care. So thank you so much, Media Matters. Our sales numbers just went up because you are promoting our book. Great work. Now if we could just get Rachel Madcow to do a Crazy Psycho segment on it as well, life would be complete. So there you go, folks. Media Matters, the bad guys, give us a little promotion and plug our book, President Thump and the First 100 Days. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. It really is a beautiful thing. And we get funded by you purchasing products from our store. We don't get big donations. We don't launder money from super PACs. We just get funding from you. So that is just absolute. Thank you so much, Media Matters. Just thank you so much. And I'll just remind our audience that we have free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you order 10 President Thump, the first 100 days book, or you want to order 1,000, maybe you want to order 1,000 President Thump and the first 100 days books, it's free shipping. It's free shipping. I know that Media Matters doesn't have a big audience, but the people that they just sent to our website, InfoWarsStore.com, to buy this book, we appreciate your business and we offer you free shipping on that order. And check out the rest of our specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you're there. New Year's specials extended. Okay, one more thing before I go to the phone lines. Guys, you might actually want to pull this tweet up. This is from Brandon Boyd. Now, Brandon Boyd is the lead singer-songwriter of Incubus, one of my favorite bands, and Brandon Boyd is one of my favorite singer-songwriters of all time. But in the Trump age, he's gone a kind of liberal on Twitter, where he used to never comment on politics. But this is what I'm talking about with these people that bothers me so much. Because I understand where they're coming from, and we all felt that way. Again, the saying is, if you're not a liberal by the time you're 20, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative by the time you're 30, you don't have a brain. So he tweets this out in response to the NRDC tweeting out, Trump's plan makes nearly the entire U.S. outer continental shelf open to dirty oil and gas leases for dangerous offshore drilling. Well, that's a nice dirty spin that they put on that with a nice buzzword like dirty oil and dangerous offshore drilling. Okay, well, maybe, maybe not. Regardless, Brandon Boyd responds, and this is what bothers me. This is why I was bothered by Tulsi Gabbard the other day. This is why people like Leonardo DiCaprio are the biggest frauds on the planet. The tweet says, "This hurts my heart so deeply. Please share. We need to stand up to these criminals who brazenly put their own private interests before the well-being of the rest of humanity and the health of our one and only planet." Okay, sure. That sounds all good, right? Sounds great. Sounds loving. We all love planet Earth. We all want planet Earth to stay, you know, flourishing with life and trees and greenery and water and everything. Absolutely. Brandon Boyd travels around the world on a jet. Brandon, see, this is my thing with these people. Brandon, man, you like cheap gas prices, bro. You like flying around the world touring with your band on a jet. When you're in the continental United States, you're touring on a bus that is powered by gas. When you're in your mansion, probably thousands of square feet, what is heating it? Natural gas. You don't want those prices to go up. I'm so sick of these limousine liberals that never put their money where their mouth is one time. One time. I challenge all of these liberals, that cry over planet Earth. Again, I want to conserve planet Earth. I'm not saying don't conserve planet Earth. All I'm saying is they virtue signal all day long about how much they care for Earth while they ride around in their big jets, while they ride around in their big tour buses, while they heat their multi-million dollar mansions that they probably only live in half the time with natural energy. So if you're going to sit here and complain about destroying the planet, stop heating your home that you never live in, that's thousands of square feet. Stop flying around the world on a jet and maybe get a canoe or some sort of, you know, U-boat or something that's not as, you know, or what is the name of those old canoes that the Indians used to make? What am I thinking about, guys? They used to hollow out the tree. It's just a canoe, whatever. You know, hop in a canoe, hop on a leaf, hop on a cardboard box, you know, just go ahead and do that. And make sure that you get the most gas efficient tour bus. You know, it'll obviously be a lot smaller than the luxurious tour buses you're used to, but put your money where your mouth is. You know how many of them do it? Zero. Zero, and it will always be zero. So until these fake limousine liberals stop riding around the world on the fancy jets, stop riding around the country on luxurious tour buses, stop heating their multi-million dollar, you know, thousands of square foot mansions that they don't even live in. As soon as you stop doing that, then we'll listen to you virtue signaling about saving the planet. And until that day comes, you're just a fraud. Okay, let's go to Steve in West Virginia. Steve, you are on the air.
Good evening there, Erwin. How you doing?
Doing good.
I'm just waiting through some of this global warming up here.
Thank you. I am too. Where is this global warming anyway?
It's all over the ground up here.
And snowing.
Yeah. Hey, about this Bannon. I think this is a flanking maneuver. Mm.
You think it's a hit job on Bannon? A coordinated hit job?
No, I think that he's going to try and get out from prying eyes and the media. Then he's going to circle and come in from behind. I'd say about...
Interesting.
Maybe
I kind of had a similar instinct. You know, I kind of had a similar instinct with that, too, that he was somehow going to rise from the ashes, you know, somewhere down the road. But what exactly do you think? So you think he's trying to get attention off of him?
Correct. So he can circle in behind the enemy, gather intel for the fall of 2018.
So you think he's I'm trying to make sense of this. I kind of understand, but it doesn't make sense. Are you saying you think he's going to pose? Like he's going to pose as a rat or pose as a double agent to try to get dirt from the anti-Trump side of things?
Correct. You know, I called you back during the summer and was telling you about that. I thought Trump and Session and Mueller and Reinstein and all them was doing an inside sting job. Look what all broke out about that. Everything Mueller's done has been illegal. They're going to be able to beat all that in court. The people that he selected to run this investigation, all of them's dirty. He knowed that. He's helping them dispose of all the crud and stuff in D.C. I mean, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. But.
Well, no, I don't disagree with you, because if you look at what Trump did over the first year, it's not even a year yet, you can tell there's so many things he tweets or he says or he does that doesn't seem to make sense at that given moment. But then down the line, it looks so genius that people literally think he's a time traveler. So we'll just have to wait and see what's behind everything right now, really.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trump keeps waving that magic wand, and jobs keep getting created in the United States. Stock markets keep hitting records. Manufacturing, I mean, it's just amazing, and people are finally starting to see the results in their own homes, in their own pocketbooks, and Trump is gaining momentum and approval right now. Our poll of the day at War Room Show on Twitter: what is today's most exciting story? Steve Bannon drama, Department of Justice reopening the Clinton email investigation, Paul Manafort suing the Department of Justice and Robert Mueller, and of course the Dow crossing 25,000 in record fashion today. So there are your options. And right now we are taking your phone calls. Real quick before we go back out to the phone lines, pull that tweet back up that you had found in the break, guys. So now Wolf, Michael Wolf, the author of Fire and Fury, which has caused all of the fire and fury between Trump and Bannon over the last 48 hours, is now basically saying that his book is fiction and untrue, badly untrue, in fact, to use his exact words. That is in the introduction to the book. So basically saying in the introduction to the book that this is not accurate. Many things could be untrue. Many things are just how I see them. And, you know, basically it's fiction. And then you have Trump's legal team trying to get a cease and desist against the book so that it doesn't get published. And yet somehow the potentially fabricated quote from Bannon in this book that the author admits is fiction and that people already know this author makes up stuff is blowing Bannon completely out of the picture of the conservative movement. It's amazing, but that's the story. So let's go back out to the phone lines now. Let's go to Cassie calling in from Arkansas. Go ahead, Cassie.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a theory on the Scalise shooting.
Okay.
I think since the representatives were at a baseball practice and it's so similar to the Reagan assassination attempt, I feel like all of the representatives were supposed to die, not just Scalise, and that were they successful, I think it's possible that there would have been so much less, or at least a little bit less, of representatives that were pro-Trump that they perhaps could have gotten an impeachment through the House.
You know what? This is actually an interesting point that I never heard anyone bring up about that.
Yeah.
Because here's actually a key point that you make that doesn't get talked about enough. The Democrats and the racist liberals don't realize. Well, we're all obviously lucky, but they don't understand how lucky they are that the shooter didn't kill anyone or didn't kill multiple people.
Yeah.
That would have been the biggest story. Think about it. A radical leftist, a radical protesting leftist, incited by the fake liberal news, incited by corrupt politicians like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters, goes and tries to murder multiple Republicans and then does it successfully. Think about what that story would have done to Democrats. Think about what that story would have done to the racist liberal media. Think about that story if multiple Republicans get killed by a radical leftist. They barely escaped that deal. I mean, they barely escaped that deal, and we're all very, very happy and lucky that that wasn't the story. But can you imagine if that would have been the case?
Right.
Now, they escaped that by the hairs of their chin. But you bring up another interesting point. Now, this individual seemed to act in lone wolf fashion. So that is the only thing that would make me think that this wasn't some sort of actual deep state coordinated event past just the point of trying to incite radical leftists to go out there and commit violence. I don't think
but
they were actually pulling this guy's strings. Could be, but that's the interesting point. Could they have killed enough? Could a shooter have killed enough senators or enough representatives to swing a vote in Congress?
Yeah.
To impeach Trump or who knows what else. Yeah, that's an interesting angle I haven't heard anyone bring up.
It's not like Paul Ryan would have been much of a help. He'd probably be all for an impeachment of Trump. And he's the Speaker of the House.
Given the right environment, possibly. Anything else, Cassie?
No, that's all I have to say. And please mention that to Alex and see what he I want to see what he thinks of that.
Yeah, that is a great point there. Again, not only did the Democrats and the racist liberal media escape from the hairs of their chinny chin chin because the radical leftist that was incited by them to go out and murder Republicans couldn't shoot the broadside of a barn, they don't realize how lucky they are that their incited terrorist wasn't successful in that attempt. And then Cassie brings up the angle, was there a greater plan to eliminate enough Republicans in that incident to swing a vote? Wow, that is an incredible angle. All right, let's go to Jim in Georgia. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Owen Schroyer. How's it going, man?
It's going good.
Good. I'm sorry. I thought I took you off speaker, but now you are off speaker. This is Jim from Justice Militia. I wanted to call in and say When is Hillary going to prison? I am sick of waiting. I mean, I know justice takes a while sometimes, but I feel like this is just pulling pieces of my heart out, waiting. I mean, look at what she's done. Look at everything she's done. It's all there. What are we waiting for? What more do we need? I mean,
where
I know
does your frustration?
Like you.
Where? Yeah, every day Hillary Clinton walks free, I lose tolerance.
Yeah.
I completely hear you. Where does your frustration? Where do you aim your frustration with this? Is it Jeff Sessions? Is it Trump? Is there an aim of your frustration, or do you think that Hillary is getting closer to justice?
That's a great question. Where do I aim it? As much as I'm a huge Trump supporter, and I'm so thankful every day. And Jeff Sessions, I'm waiting on him to leave the potheads alone, please. And get these.
Yeah, I don't get it. Here's what they're going to do. This is what's going to happen. Sessions is going to have this. This is my theory. Sessions is going to have this "see, I told you so" moment, and he's going to release, or the CDC or someone will release some breakthrough study on the long-term negative side effects of marijuana, to which I say, so what? People drink soda every day. People smoke cigarettes every day. Okay, people know when they ingest something, there are negative side effects. Just because you have some study doesn't mean people care.
And you know what? There is no law at all. Like, there's no prohibition of marijuana on the books anyway. So what the hell does he think he's going to be able to do in the first place?
What's the most frustrating thing about it to me is, today, I don't know if you heard I think it was the second segment of this hour, I went through an entire stack of news about all of this development right now.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton email, the lawsuit against the Department of Justice, the Voter Fraud Commission. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And Sessions is nowhere to be found. He's the head of the Department of Justice, and he's nowhere. He's out here looking at some bong, or I don't know what he's doing. He's obsessed with marijuana.
Is this a sneak attack? I mean, is it? I mean, do you think it is?
What do you mean exactly?
A sneak attack on the real problems and trying to make the pedophiles, the spirit cookers relax and think, oh, they're going out to the potheads. Ha ha ha. I'm asking, do you think it's a sneak attack again?
I do think there's an element of that, but I do think Sessions really is this obsessed with the marijuana
thing. That's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous.
And you know what's funny about it?
I'm going to tell you live on air. Do you mind if I tell you?
Okay, go ahead.
At night.
You have 30 seconds.
I will tell you. Yes, sir. I will tell you that at night, I have days that are, let's just say, fairly stressful. And it's time for me to go to bed. And guess what? I'm going to smoke a little bit of marijuana to relax myself. And I sleep like a baby.
Oh, my gosh. A victimless crime. Oh, what are we going to do about Jim in Georgia who smoked a joint to relax? Oh, you're out of control. Jeff Sessions is going to do something about you. But we're going to ignore the crime of voter fraud. We're going to ignore the crimes of Hillary Clinton deleting emails because I'm Jeff Sessions and I'm coming after your marijuana because I have a study that says it's bad.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/... The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
The people have spoken at War Room Show on Twitter. The poll, what is today's most exciting story? And running away with it, the Department of Justice reopening the Hillary Clinton email investigation is by far the most exciting story to our audience. Apparently not to Jeff Sessions. He found a bong. So that's why we were spending so much time talking about that. It's amazing. You've got all this public interest in the Hillary Clinton email scandal, except from Jeff Sessions. Really strange. But since that is what the people want to hear, let's go to this clip of a former FBI official discussing James Comey letting the FBI down because, of course, he was colluding with Hillary Clinton and Peter Stroke to make sure Hillary Clinton didn't go to jail and could become president. Here is the former FBI official Donnie Coulson on Fox.
I know the FBI culture, and I know how they feel about the integrity of what they do. That's who we are. We are not FBI agents just for a title. There's a culture among us, and the ones that have left, the ones that are still there, and we want to be viewed as somebody that's not corruptible. And I think that the leadership under Comey basically let us down. His former agents and his current agents,
wow.
He let us down. He let politics creep into the process, and at least he violated the look bad rule here. And how that happened, I do not know. But I will tell you one thing, we do not need another independent counsel. I have been one, I've worked for one.
Unless it's into Comey.
Let's let the IG.
Unless it's going to investigate the FBI and the Department of Justice under Obama, I'd support that.
Let's trust that process. Hope the Attorney General bucks up and supports this.
But so let's just be clear what he's talking about here. You had Peter Stroke, who was in charge of questioning Cheryl Mills, Hillary Clinton, and Huma Abedin, who then coordinated with James Comey to change the terminology in the reports of the Hillary Clinton investigation so that she couldn't be charged with a crime and indicted, so that she could run for president, so that she could cover up all the crimes that they all colluded to commit together under Barack Obama. So that's how that works. And that's why Peter Stroke said he was going to make an insurance policy in case Trump won. That's the fake Russian collusion probe. That's the fake Russian Trump dossier. And we know all of that now. We're still waiting for anything at all on Trump colluding with Russia. They're still totally failing as far as that's concerned. But you can't find something when it doesn't exist. Now, here's the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, taking the FBI in a direction that we're all happy to see, saying that Antifa members are under investigations for terrorism.
Okay, if we could have a continuing conversation on that as well, I appreciate it. Director, Antifa operates across the U.S. in ways that involve at least potentially criminal
interstate
activities. This is
Representative Scott Perry
inciting a riot and
on a Hill discussion on global terror threats.
Wondering if the FBI is doing anything to counter Antifa in that regard, including and investigating their funding sources.
As I mentioned to Ranking Member Thompson, we do have a very active domestic terrorism program, and while we're not investigating Antifa as Antifa, that's an ideology, and we don't investigate ideologies, we are investigating a number of what we would call anarchist extremist investigations, where we have properly predicated subjects of people who are motivated to commit violent criminal activity on kind of an Antifa ideology. So we have a number of active investigations in that space all around the country.
That space would include individuals, but if a group itself, even though, like you said, it's an ideology, but if the group is receiving funding to promote that ideology, which is not congruent with the law.
You know, as someone that actually deals with this, I'm very happy to hear this because I see a story. You know, someone touched my bottom, and then there's a police investigation. You know, I had Antifa guys blocking my right to free speech, shoving me with bats and clubs, pointing guns at me, but there's no investigation into that. It's nice to know someone at the FBI cares.
The elusive Matt Drudge has hinted there may be a shakeup at Breitbart News. He tweeted a photo of Andrew Breitbart with the accompanying text. The terrific Larry Solove and Susie Breitbart will take Breitbart into the fresh future. Has it really been 10 years since Andrew told me on Santa Monica Pier he was going to do it? His first hire, Alex Marlowe, became one of the best news editors in the world. The Washington Times reports that Solove was Andrew Breitbart's longtime friend and business partner, who became the president and CEO of Breitbart News after Andrew's sudden and tragic death in 2012. Although he was brought on initially to serve in a more advisory function, Bannon's influence has steered the site in recent years. After the president's verbal dressing down of his former staffer, it seems unlikely Steve Bannon will stay at the helm of Breitbart. Drudge's tweet suggests a decision has all but been made to oust Bannon, and those who helped create Breitbart are taking back the reins. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
All right, I'm about to go into a news blitz mode here, laughing at liberal style. Laughing at liberals. News blitz here to kick off the third hour of the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Thank you so much for joining us. Warroom.show, Infowars.com/show, Infowarsstore.com is how you support us. I guess, actually, I didn't even realize this, but I should be starting off the laughing at liberals segment with all the news that winter still exists. But I guess we'll just let that pan itself out and just give you Al Gore's documentaries or the Al Gore interviews where he tells you that the polar ice caps would be completely melted today. Meanwhile, on the northeast coast, Al Gore is blaming Man Bear Pig because he's snowed in. Wow. Funny how global warming completely just didn't happen. That's funny. All right, but we're going to continue to laugh at liberals here on the War Room. It's one of our favorite pastimes, after all, laughing at liberals. Now, we covered this yesterday, and now the New York Times is hopping on the bandwagon. I think it was CNN, MSNBC, maybe the Washington Post. Now the New York Times is hopping on the bandwagon. Would Twitter ever suspend Donald Trump? Let me tell you something. These people hate the fact that Donald Trump has Twitter so much that they want Twitter to ban it. And they're so stupid, and they don't even have the basic foresight to realize that if Twitter suspended Donald Trump, it would make him 10 times more powerful and it would destroy Twitter. Because whatever Trump decided to do after Twitter banned him would create Twitter's ultimate destruction, whether that be Trump going to Gab or Trump creating a social media of his own. Twitter would die because of it. So Twitter needs Donald Trump. Twitter dies without Donald Trump, and believe me, they know it. But I hope that the pressure from the left continues for Twitter to suspend Donald Trump's Twitter account. Please, I dare you, Twitter. I dare you to strike down Obi-Wan Kenobi in his prime. So the left continues to push for censorship while claiming they're for free speech. This is from campus reform, exam questions blast Trump as bigot, tout Hillary as unifier. The final exam for African Studies 161 asked students whether Trump's campaign rhetoric was anti-Mexican, anti-Muslim, or anti-woman, or all of the above. You can imagine what the correct answer was. This is an African Studies 161 course questioning you about Trump. This is really just professors, liberal professors, indoctrinating their students into racist liberal beliefs. Another question described Hillary Clinton's 2016 concession speech. Actually, she put that off as long as possible. She's a total coward. As being focused on breaking down barriers and bringing people together, asking only that students identify which groups her overtures addressed. And then they have the entire thing documented there. Professor Karen Stanford, a racist professor at California State Northridge. So a racist, raving, lunatic professor who tries to indoctrinate her own students with her own racist beliefs puts it on the final exam of her class. So there you go. This is just so sad to me. It really is sad to me that these poor college students that don't know any better actually believe that stuff. That's the saddest part about it to me. They really don't understand that their professors are indoctrinating them into racist belief systems while pointing out everyone else is a racist when they are the real racists. How about, you want to talk about a double standard. This is about as ridiculous as it gets. Meryl Streep rips Melania and Ivanka Trump over silence on sexual harassment. Do you understand that Meryl Streep praised Harvey Weinstein and called him a god? Do you realize that Meryl Streep wanted to get Roman Polanski back into the States, a known pedophile? Do you understand this? Meryl Streep is the definition of human trash. Meryl Streep knowingly ignores sexual harassment in Hollywood for years and even embraces the men that are harassing people sexually, like Harvey Weinstein. And then that piece of dirt, lower than dirt, Meryl Streep is going to say Melania and Ivanka Trump are silent on sexual harassment when that's exactly what Meryl Streep has been guilty of her entire career. What a piece of trash Meryl Streep is. Meryl Streep is Oscar the Grouch. This is actually sad to me. UC Berkeley student detained, set for deportation. Now, why is this sad? I'm not sad that we're actually following the law. I'm happy that we're following the law. This is what we need. The sad part about this to me is that this student broke the law and now has to deal with it. Now, I do feel bad for this student. It sucks. But when you break the law, you face punishment. So that's what happens to you. You are not above the law because a bunch of fake racist liberals virtue signal for you. So I'm sorry that you broke the law. Louis Mora is his name. And that now you're being deported. That sucks for you. Here's an idea. You want to come into America, do so legally. That's the point. So I'm sorry that he is dealing with that, but that's what you get for breaking the law. Look at this tweet. this was on ESPN, I guess, yesterday. So ESPN has a segment, and the talking point is Astros say they will accept invitation to the White House. That's the World Series champion Houston Astros accept the invitation to the White House. So the headline on ESPN is, what does this say about the Astros? Says they're Patriots. Says they are smart people that want to accept a very distinct honor of going to the White House. Even in the Obama years, with how much I couldn't stand Obama, if he invited my champion sports team to the White House, I would go. So it just shows you how ridiculous these people are, like the Warriors that won't go to the White House. But that's fine. They embarrass themselves. They're going to be the ones with egg on their face when it's all said and done. So good for the Houston Astros to not cater to the racist liberal indoctrination of not going to the White House just because that's what the liberals want you to do. So congratulations to the Cubs who went to the White House. Congratulations to the Penguins who went to the White House. Congratulations now to the Astros who are going to the White House. And to the Golden State Warriors, well, sucks for you. Bill Maher met with outrage for mocking Al Franken's infamous groping photo with Bob Saget aboard a private jet to Hawaii. Hashtag me too soon. I thought this was funny. Bill Maher and Bob Saget are a couple of inappropriate comedians. Obviously, you know, Bill Maher's politics are crazy if you're someone that follows conservative politics. And then Bob Saget is just a very inappropriate, humor comedian. It's just funny to me. I mean, comedians can't even make a joke anymore. The left is trying to kill comedy. So I say, good for you, Bill Maher. But this is another example of Bill Maher, who's an avowed leftist, who gets eaten and attacked by the left anytime he makes a joke that they think is politically incorrect. France's Macron proposes new law against fake news. So they've got elections upcoming in France. So now Macron says he's going to make fake news illegal. Now, sites that distribute fake news are going to face punishment in France. I'm just curious, who's going to determine that? Who determines what's real news and what's fake news? The good, loving royals with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's grand wedding coming. Well, they don't want their wedding spoiled by a bunch of homeless people that the royals have created in England. So they're cracking down on any homeless people that might be in the area during the wedding, try to, get food or get warmth or shelter while they're freezing over there. So that's nice that the good royals of England are ignoring the homeless people. Good for you. Good for you, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Keep ignoring those homeless people. And in Chicago, they're doing the same thing. An Elgin man had to stop. This man took it. This, talk about a hero. He takes in all these homeless people that are freezing out in the streets. And then the government of Chicago comes in and tells him to shut it down. Way to go, Chicago. You're a joke politically.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I was just recalling how I have to go to the dentist tomorrow, but then I realized something. I mean, do I even need to go to the dentist anymore? I use Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com. So, well, we're not going to recommend that. But that is one of our top-selling products, and if you have never tried Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, why not? Everyone buys toothpaste. Everyone needs toothpaste. Why not shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com? And right now, fluoride-free Super Blue toothpaste is 50% off. That's half off. So you could buy 5-6 cases or 6 tubes of Super Blue today, free shipping, 50% off, and be set for the entire year on toothpaste. That sounds like a great idea. And the thing about Super Blue toothpaste, it doesn't have the bad halogen fluoride in there. So we eliminated the toxic fluoride, where you look at the other toothpaste, it says if ingested because of the trace amounts of fluoride in there, call poison control. So we get rid of the poison ingredient and we insert the good halogen, which is iodine and colloidal silver. So that is how we roll at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, give Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste a try. And just like everyone else I know that I've introduced to it, you will be a return customer. It is the best toothpaste on planet Earth. And it's only exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide right now. We've got big specials with the extended New Year's specials as well. So support us at InfoWarsStore.com and you will continue to see InfoWars grow and expand as you did in the calendar year 2017. And with that, we will go back out to the phone lines to Casey in Mississippi. Go ahead, Casey. Casey, are you with us? All right, guys, am I not getting Casey because we don't have the audio up, or is it a bad phone call? Let's go then to David in Fort Worth. All right, David, you're on the air.
Owen Schroyer, what's good, man?
Well, I'm hoping justice is inching closer to Hillary Clinton.
All right, here we go. Listen, everyone needs to just calm down. Hillary Clinton will be in jail by June. I'm calling
it
right now.
All right, I'm taking a deep breath.
Okay. She will be in jail by June.
Well, let me tell you, June is my birthday month, so that would be a great birthday present for me.
And this is why Bannon flipped the script. Bannon went on the other side because he's on her payroll. He's been on her payroll. He's a double agent. He's playing both sides right now. And what we got to understand is that since he's doing that, she understands, okay, I'm in deep trouble now because of the Uma Abedin scandal. And now that that's been uncovered, she's calling on Bannon. She's saying, hey, you need to flip the script. Like, we need something to distract these people from what's really going on. And that's what I think's going on.
Not that I do agree with you on the angle that this is meant to serve as a distraction from the reopening of the email scandal of Hillary Clinton, getting the documents from Fusion GPS and access to those witnesses. The Awan case is approaching. The Voter Fraud Commission is dissolved and then given to the DHS. I do believe that all of that news developing, the lawsuit, the Manafort lawsuit against the DOJ, I do believe that all of those developments did, or the Bannon story did serve as a distraction from that breaking stack of news. But you think that Bannon the whole time was a Hillary paid for controlled opposition, you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at what Trump said. He said that, like he said in the statement, he said Bannon had no contribution to what was going on. He said he was a very small part of what he was doing, you know? And he said it himself. He barely had any one-on-one meetings with Bannon. He knew he was a double agent, you know? He knew something was going on. And everyone likes
to
make
Bannon. I'm not sure if that indicates necessarily what you're hinting at, not to say that that we don't know that that's not true. That just to me, I don't know. You might be the only person that thinks that. You might not. But I do agree with you that the Bannon story certainly was meant to serve as a distraction about all of the developing stories that we had mentioned previously. Thank you for the call, David. Let's go to Morgan calling in from Washington. Go ahead, Morgan.
Hi, Owen. I got something that I think you can pin it down if you want to, but what people are not realizing is that when Obama was president and Eric Holder was in office, he actually briefed Jeff Sessions as well as some other committee heads on the Uranium One plot and treason. And that means that he has known about this all the time. He was a deep state mole. He was placed in there to tamp this down and keep a lid on it. And that's why he recused himself and created this storm that has erupted and taken an entire year while he set up a subterfuge for Hillary Clinton. Because you can look this up and find it if you want to. He was briefed and he knew from the start.
Interesting. So two callers in a row that believe they've identified deep state controlled opposition within Trump's circle, one being Bannon, who's now been ousted, two being Sessions. Wow, an interesting point from Morgan. Again, I guess we'll just have to wait and see on that. Let's go to Buck calling in from Wisconsin. Go ahead, Buck. All right, so I do not think Buck is there, and we are still aggregating calls. So let's give you an update real quick at the War Room Show on Twitter, at War Room Show. What is today's most exciting story? And winning the day is the Department of Justice reopening the Hillary Clinton email scandal, beating out Dow Jones crossing 25,000, beating out Paul Manafort suing Robert Mueller, beating out the Steve Bannon drama. And it is fun. You know, this is part of the Washington, D.C. political intrigue that revs our engines. However, again, I think our audience has this one right. The big story is justice inching closer to Hillary Clinton. Her house catches fire yesterday, the day of Seth Rich's birthday. Real quick, we got Tyler Nixon about to join us on the other side. You know, here's a story that I'm not hearing anyone talk about. Ex-United States NSA contractor to plead guilty to massive theft of secret data. And this is a former member of the NSA, Harold Martin, who's going to be pleading guilty. We don't know too much about the details of the 50 terabytes of data that he illegally took. We don't know too much about that yet. Maybe we'll find out, maybe we won't, but this is another person who worked for Booz Allen Hamilton, which is where Eric Snowden came from. This is the second NSA employee. The last one was, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name, Foe, pled guilty to doing the same thing.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
We'll be right back.
At this time, I bring in some expert legal counsel. Tyler Nixon joins me now. And Tyler, at the top of my thought board when thinking about speaking with you today, has to be Paul Manafort, complaint for declaratory and injunctive relief against the U.S. Department of Justice, Rod Rosenstein, and Robert Mueller. That is the lawsuit. It was just filed this week. I've got the 17 pages of it right here. I don't know how much you've investigated into this yet, but I mean, this is big news to me, Paul Manafort fighting back against the deep state.
Well, first of all, happy New Year to you, Owen, and to all the Info Warriors. It's great to be with you as always. I just actually downloaded this case. I was looking for it yesterday, and I've skimmed through it. And you know, I've been looking into the Mueller hit squad, as I call it, the Hillary loving, Trump hating legal hit squad, rogue hit squad that's been operating for upwards of 6 months now at least, and has been exposed as being rife with corruption, as far as I'm concerned, with political animus and ulterior motivations, and not to mention the fact that the foundation of the entire special counsel was sort of a very tricky, clever way of embedding a constitutionally unaccountable hit team under the president to investigate the president with an open-ended sort of mandate given by an officer, really not a constitutional officer. I mean, in the sense that, constitutional officer would be the president himself or the cabinet member who he appoints, which would be Attorney General Sessions, who, of course, was recused himself. And I can't let this moment go without saying that, Attorney General Sessions is – I don't want to say a disgrace to the office, but he clearly is a major problem for President Trump, in that he is ineffective. He has removed himself from every major, I think, crux issue that's come up.
He's the phantom. He's the phantom AG. He's the attorney general that doesn't exist. He's a phantom.
Yeah, why have an attorney general? I mean, to me, if you're recused, if your conflicts of interest cause you or force you to be recused on such critical matters, resign, leave the office. We need a fully effective attorney general in these times. I mean, for God's sake, Eric Holder, we know under Obama, was as political and lawless of an attorney general, as partisan as an attorney general, as along with Loretta Lynch.
The only one to be held in contempt.
Yeah, that we'll ever see. But you know what? He sure was Obama's point man. He sure was Obama's hatchet man when he needed to be. And I'm not saying that, Trump should appoint someone who serves that function. We need an attorney general who upholds the rule of law. But at the same time, when you have effectively a rogue partisan hit squad made up of the opponents of the very president, that you're serving, he needs to just unrecuse himself. And, look, I don't think at this point politically President Trump can sustain the political heat that would come with actually terminating Robert Mueller himself and disbanding his little merry rogue hit squad and fishing expedition and witch hunt all in one. But, however, he can, in my opinion, take out the person responsible for setting up this entire bogus operation, which is Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who has proven himself, in my opinion, to be at best a quisling. He flouted the very ethical nature of the independent counsel statute, which is to avoid conflicts of interest and bring someone in from outside the government to investigate matters in which the players are clearly conflicted. This, Robert Mueller was his first supervisor when he started out as a, very, very junior attorney in the Justice Department in 1990. We're talking 27 years prior. He has known and worked with and been a crony of Robert S. Mueller III. This, to me, is not the person that you would be appointing as a special counsel in a very highly sensitive investigation that potentially involves corruption within the FBI and other, agencies and touches on agencies that Mueller himself, of course, headed up prior to interviewing for the job, which was vacated by his successor, oddly, FBI Director James Comey, fired by President Trump. He interviews for the job. He doesn't get the job. And the next thing you know, he's appointed a special counsel on the pretext that his successor was fired, James Comey, and therefore, you know, there's something nefarious going on and there needed to be a special counsel. You know, this man is very close to Rod Rosenstein. You know, they worked together through the years. To me, you know, his ability to oversee Mueller, to step in and countermand potential decisions where Mueller has gone off the rails, or to make sure that there aren't partisan interests involved and there aren't what we've found there are to be, which is a frankly a hit squad of Hillary supporters from Stroke to Weissman and, you know, the rest, frankly. I mean, I've gone into this. I mean, you wouldn't believe if you look at the actual list of sort of conflicts of interest and nefarious connections that are involved with these people. I mean, you know, there's Aaron Zebley is Mueller's closest right hand aide. He represented this person who was the IT, whatever you want to call it, technician for the for Hillary Clinton. Yes, no, not the Awans. His name is Justin, Justin or Jason. I can't remember. He's the one who actually physically hammered the hard drives and refused to appear before Congress. Well, who was it who was telling him, advising him not to appear, not to testify, not to come clean? Aaron Zebley, Robert Mueller's right-hand aide, and now part of the investigative, you know, special counsel team. I mean, this is not even, there's no degrees of separation here. This isn't rhetoric, too.
You're not just up here saying this because that's how you feel or that's what you think is going on. No. We got the text messages. We got the emails. We know the history. I mean, it's all been blown up. It's all out there. It's an open, shut case. These people all colluded. They're all partisan. They're all biased. We saw Stroke's email. I mean, this is not even up for debate, which is what once I want to bring it back to this lawsuit now. So to me, this is Manafort saying whatever it is you're trying to take me down for, because you acquired that evidence or because you acquired that information in this probe, in this investigation, which was fake from the beginning, was never even meant to be targeting my actions with Russians or whoever it is supposed to be with. Therefore, you cannot charge me with these crimes. It's essentially like saying you illegally obtained evidence. Therefore, the evidence can't stick in court. That's my understanding of this case based on your brief skimming over it. Is that your understanding as well?
Well, it's, you know, no, you're generally spot on in the sense that what he's doing, and I give credit to Manafort's lawyers for coming up with probably the only avenue they can possibly, you know, the only real recourse they might have, to shut down this rogue hit squad. When you're dealing with, you know, as you know, a government, particularly the prosecutors, it's very difficult to, there's no recourse. You know, you only can appear before a judge and, you know, there's little that you can't go over their heads. It's tough. So what he's done is under the Administrative Procedures Act has brought an action that says effectively that the appointment of Mueller, far exceeded, and was too broad and vague and overly, broad, let's just say. And therefore anything that he's gotten and outside of this already very general and vague and broad scope of the appointment, is not valid, is not a valid prosecution because, you know, again, it's like busting someone for jaywalking when you're doing a murder investigation. And you know, the problem is it's also being used as leverage to further, Mueller's investigation, but we can certainly get into that more on the other side of the break.
And that's what we will do. Tyler Nixon is my guest. This is the War Room. This is a sign, at least, that somebody is fighting back against the deep state fake Russian hoax narrative probe investigation into Trump's team, where they have nothing, zero, on Russian Trump collusion, Russian hacking, Russian meddling in the election. Zero on that. They go after Paul Manafort for something that has nothing to do with that. Now he's fighting back with this lawsuit. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Sessions is the Phantom Attorney General. The Attorney General that wasn't there. He's there if there's a bong been passed around or a joint, then Sessions will show up. But, you know, Hillary Clinton deleting emails, the Democrats not turning over servers, smashing servers, having classified emails illegally, then lying about it when they're investigated by Peter Stroke, who changed the terminology with James Comey after that investigation so Hillary couldn't go to jail. Yeah. Yeah, Sessions is the Phantom Attorney General when that's going on. But if he sees a plume of smoke that he thinks came from a joint, well, all of a sudden he has a Superman cape on and he's on the scene. So I think I kind of might actually have something to this, Tyler. I guess Tyler Nixon here. I think that I'm starting to realize something that's happening here. And I think this also kind of explains the Bannon fallout to an extent. To me, Steve Bannon is someone who's a purist in his political beliefs, in which anytime there's something that goes against the grain of his political beliefs, he won't touch it, he won't cooperate with it, will not be able to make a deal. That doesn't work in the Trump administration. Trump makes deals, and that's just the case. Now, Bannon hates the DC establishment. This guy wants to drain the swamp like no other. So therefore, he doesn't like working with the likes of Mitch McConnell. He doesn't like working with the likes of Paul Ryan. Trump does cut deals with these people and praises them. I think that might have something to do with the fallout. But I think that the same angle here can be applied to Jeff Sessions, because let's not forget, Jeff Sessions has been in politics for a long time. This is a guy deeply entrenched in DC politics, deeply entrenched with these deep state operators. And I'm thinking that maybe Sessions is the kind of guy that's playing DC loyalty here and just ignoring the DC corruption because he's been part of the swamp for so long. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, yes. Well, I want to let everyone know that Roger Stone is going to be appearing on Tucker tonight, I believe is the lead guest, and he's going to be discussing, you know, the Steve Bannon meltdown, I guess you could call it, the war going on right now, which is basically a suicide mission by Steve Bannon. But, you know, it's funny you say that, Owen, because that's exactly what my thought was when I when Sessions was first chastised publicly, humiliated in a sense, had his job dangled in front of him by Donald Trump. Sessions is not the type of guy. He's a Southern genteel, you know, type to come at you, you know, full force, full bore, you know, barreling towards you with a frontal assault. He's the one who's going to say, oh, yes, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President. And then go back to his office and say, yeah, I'll fix you, Mr. President. And what he's done is sit on his hands. And what he's done is allow this rogue, you know, persecution squad to run amok and for the, you know, the Clinton investigations to fall by the wayside. And frankly, for the Clinton Obama, forces that have infested and infected our Justice Department, leftovers from, you know, Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, you know, to basically just have sway. And, you know, there is no way to me that any attorney general I can think of, whether it be, you know, all the way back to John Mitchell, Ed Meese, Roberto Gonzalez, would ever allow this type of thing to go on within their bailiwick, within their Justice Department, to have some sort of like rogue hit squad aimed at the president run loose. But Jeff Sessions just, you know, like you said, he's too busy with his pseudo morality, you know, Victorian throwback reactionary nonsense, with a drug war and with, you know, with the cannabis plant. I mean, it's just beyond absurd. This man is a political black hole as far as I'm concerned in terms of the future and the fate of the Republican Party and the, you know, the larger Trump movement and frankly the freedom movement, the liberty movement, you know, which to me is the core of our American Revolution, in that, you know, look, he vacates the Senate seat. We lose it to the Democrats. He basically gets recused from the single most, scintillating, whatever you want to say, dangerous, threatening, scheme that the post-Clinton, post-Obama Clinton holdovers in the Justice Department have set up, effectively to, if not hobble, to take out the president. And he's just sat on his hands and now he's chasing down the cannabis plant, the one industry in this country. And, you know, I was a cannabis lawyer for a couple of years, actually, here in Denver and worked with these emerging companies. This is not like, you know, mom and pop's local pot shop. This is a major vital industry that's emerging that is bringing
out
medicines. Well beyond a billion. We're talking tens of billions now. I mean, it's a billion just in Colorado alone. But you know what?
A lot of people can start a business in this industry now.
Absolutely. It's accessible. It's available. It's got a huge diversity. You know, I've worked in a number of different industries, renewable energy. I've worked, obviously I've been an attorney. I've been exposed to different corporate environments. But I can tell you right now that this is one of the most, cannabis industry, the cannabis, whatever you want to call it, revolution is one of the most, productive, economically productive, economically forward-looking, and innovative industries or businesses I've yet to see. I mean, the effort people put into developing new products to help people, whether it be health or lifestyle, enjoyment, you know, pain relief. I mean, this is a miracle plant. And you know, I say this as a just say no kid who grew up under Nancy Reagan. You know, this is a miracle that has been put on this earth by God Almighty, you know, to benefit mankind. We have in our bodies what's called an endocannabinoid system that literally is geared to accept. I mean, our bodies are hardwired to accept the cannabis plant, you know, cannabinoids. For any number of purposes, I think, you know, 50, 100 years from now, when they break through and find out that this kills cancer, that this relieves all sorts of maladies that humans suffer, they will look back on people like Jeff Sessions and consider them to be barbaric savages to have denied mankind the benefits of this plant, which has killed no human being whatsoever in its entire history. I know you mentioned earlier, no one has ever died from the ingestion of cannabis, ever, period, in known history. You know, unless a bale of marijuana, you know, cannabis fell on them and crushed them. That's about it. You can't die from ingesting it.
Or if you hear about some negative side effect from somebody smoking marijuana, it's always because they find out that it had fentanyl or something on it, where that only happens because it's a black market thing. If it was regulated, you would never have something like that. And just to kind of put a bow on that, and then we'll get back to the other subject here. My intel tells me that they're going to release some big groundbreaking study on the long-term negative side effects of marijuana, to which I say, so what? I don't care. Nobody cares. People love alcohol. That kills your brain cells. We peddle that around all day. It's a huge industry. So why is this an issue? And maybe that, again, is, you know, because of Sessions being so deeply entwined with DC. I don't know if you had a final statement you wanted to make there.
Well, my father had triple bypass surgery, you know, in his 66th year, and was put on Plavix, which is a, you know, a constant blood thinner. As a result of Plavix, he suffered a massive cerebral hemorrhage, and they couldn't stop the bleeding because the Plavix persisted.
Because the blood was so thin. Yeah.
Correct.
And again, there's another example. Pharmaceutical drugs lead to more deaths than marijuana in 1 year than in marijuana in the entire history of the world. But I want to get back
it's nitpicking. Yeah,
I want to get back to this Sessions thing, though. So to me, you know, Trump, everybody knows Trump is a very loyal person, and he always wants to reciprocate loyalty and good deeds. So he brings in Jeff Sessions because Sessions was one of the first person to publicly support Donald Trump, especially from D.C. But here's what I would say about Sessions' current role. Unless President Trump, which he is known to do this, I mean, Trump is so forward thinking, we can't even really see what he's trying to do with some of the things he does. Unless there's a specific role that Trump has fingered Sessions for the AG, unless there's a specific role that we're just going to wait and have to see it revealed later, I see 0 point of Sessions being the AG. He's a phantom AG. And he's so obsessed seemingly with whatever he's trying to do to pot right now that he's ignoring the deep state, ignoring the coup against the president. Final 60 seconds, Tyler Nixon.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, Owen. Sessions is not just a neutral. He's not just a dead spot there. He is counterproductive in that he's blocking someone else who would come in there as attorney general. Andrew Napolitano, anybody. I mean, frankly, there's a number of qualified lawyers, even just within his defense team, you know, who would be a great attorney general, who would first of all go after the real corruption, the leftover holdover Clinton corruption, but would also, you know, make sure that the president is not being subject to this rogue hit squad. And frankly, that, you know, he has an attorney general he can work with. I think Sessions has it out for Trump and really feels that he's just going to, you know, do what he wants. He's going to ride it out and for as long as he can. And unfortunately, the establishment has said, you know, you're not going to get rid of Sessions because we'll make it hell on you, because he's, you know, it's the old boy network in the Senate. Bannon is the opposite. Bannon is, you know, spits in the eye of everybody. And then you see where that gets you as well.
And it's amazing because this is an example of Trump basically on the suicide mission, where Bannon, who had his back, he's gone. Sessions, who's supposed to have his back, he's non-existent. Trump is just going in alone. Somebody give Trump some backup. Thank you, Tyler Nixon, for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow on The War Room. As always, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/